Greetings, this is Pastor Lupi, KingdomMinistries.tv in Indio, California, in the United States of America. We are live in this program in His glory with our website, gloriousoutpouring.com. The Holy Spirit is preparing us for the greater glory, for the Spirit, the fullness of the Spirit of God. And He is preparing us each and every day. I want to share something with you real brief. In the book of Psalms 25 verse 10, it says, "All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of His covenant." Those who keep the demands of His covenant. See, God is preparing us for the greater glory, for the greater manifestation of God on earth, for the greater manifestation of the Spirit of God with us here on earth. And see, that will only be possible if we make a conscious choice, a conscious decision to come to Him, to that place, to that state of being in His glory, in that presence, in that place, in that state of being where we will see Him as He is, we will hear Him as He is, in that spirit realm, in Him, in that state of being. Because that's the only way we will be able to live heaven on earth each and every day. But also with the conscious decision and choice and understanding that in that place is the only place in which He will be able to prepare us for the greater glory. The greater glory is something beyond our understanding. It is something new that God is about to reveal to humanity and on planet Earth. It is something great, powerful, reserved for such a time as this. It's not for another generation before us. It is for us in this season, in this hour that He chose to give us the latter glory, the fullness of His Spirit. And because of the vast and mega movement that He will carry out through us, His sons and daughters, in all the world, in every nation of the world, there is a must that we come to Him and get prepared each and every day, all day long. We are being prepared if we just can recognize what God is doing. The Spirit of God is leading us to that place. See, part of what the message of the times is, what the Spirit of God is speaking to all of us, and this is all of us, not just some of the people in the church, the body of Christ, all of us. There are demands for the glory. There are demands for the greater purpose. There are demands for the secrets of God. There are demands for the anointing. The demands are that which are the things required from us to do willfully every day in preparation. First of all, because we want to be in right standing with God. We want to honor, please God, as a form of worship, and that also in preparation for the greater, and also so that we are fulfilling the demands of His covenant. And yes, I understand this means so much more in the scripture, but there are demands. The glory is not going to be given to someone, a vessel that does not want to conform to His ways, His times, His seasons, His person, His character, His decisions, His priorities, the way He does things, the way He operates. And that will require a daily practicing of walking in that state of being in unison with Him, to His ways, to His Spirit, understanding that that is part of the demands of the glory. See, there's conditions. We are loved unconditionally, but there are demands, conditions. It's conditional. If you walk in agreement with God, if you sanctify your vessel, you will be a carrier of the latter glory. If you do your part, then God will fulfill His part. If you do your take action as and how God leads you and instructs you, if you follow through with that, if you apply it, if you do it, if you obey it, then those demands are being fulfilled, those conditions. Now God can freely do His part without holding back. And we are able to say to God, God, I am fulfilling my part. Now it's your part, your turn. I know that you will do your part. And see, that's a blessed assurance that we have when we do our part, we fulfill the demands of the glory. And then He does His part. See, God must have us first. He must have you. If God doesn't have us, then He has nothing to work with. We might see blessings upon us because He's a good God. We might see manifestations of glory and of His Spirit because He's a good God and He's moving, maybe because somebody else is fulfilling the demands of the glory. But it doesn't mean that it's because of us. In order for us to have God, and yes, we know Jesus Christ opened the way. He is the one through whom we freely come to God. But see, once we want to go farther and deeper and be ready vessels for the glory, we don't have to do anything to be loved by God. We are loved, period, unconditionally. No excuses, no reason that He stops loving us. He loves us. He loves us unconditionally. The way is already paid. It's not by works that you are going to get to the Father. It is through Jesus Christ. Eternal life is only found in Christ through that sacrifice. That's it. It's paid for. We don't have to do anything. But the conditions for us to be able to go deeper and into the realms of God, into this heavenly realm in His glory, and revelation after revelation, instruction after instruction, knowing God more and more until we get to that unison with Him, the power, the anointing, the Spirit, the glory, the kingdom, be able to operate in that and allow it to flow through us. There's a price to be paid, and that's God must have us in order for us to have God. You want the glory, we want the glory, then it's going to cost us to fulfill the demands of the glory. We must be totally surrendered unto Him. And we must be totally dependent upon Him. If we don't pay the price, part of the conditions is, or the demands of the glory is, you want the glory, you come after the glory. But as you come after the glory, after knowing God, after the heart of God, after the thoughts of God, the character, the Spirit, the realm of God, that heavenly realm, you want to synchronize with God, then you will have to conform to God. You will have to make changes. We have to make changes. And if something will get in the way, then we make a decision whether we want to have God have us. Have us means, okay, God, I'm not going to put any conditions. We must fulfill the demands of the glory. Sanctification, separate lives, lives that are consecrated, separated unto God in every way, in every possible way, spirit, soul, body, mind, strength. In order for God to have us, in order for us to have God, He needs to have us. We want to get into that realm of glory, then He must have us. He must know that what He's going to confide in us, what He is going to deposit in us, will be able to sustain that without that breaking us, or without us making a mess of the glory realm of God, meaning using it in the wrong way. He must have us. He must have you totally. He must have us totally. You come to the glory realm, he must have you. If something or someone else has you and that gets in the way from you following through into entering the state of being and his glory, then in that point, that's part of the demands of the glory. If anger gets in the way, if depression gets in the way, if your own agenda gets in the way, if your fears get in the way, if people get in the way, if all these things get in the way, or something else has your attention, then God doesn't have you. He must have you. He must have us. And we must get into this state of being where we must have God no matter what. See, we have to be desperate, but very hopeful, knowing that if we get desperately desperate, go after God. I must have you, God. I must have you. It's like when you're super hungry, and I mean exaggerated hungry or thirsty, and you're like, I must have a cup of water. I must have a glass of water. I must have a sandwich or a bread or something that will fulfill this desperate hunger or thirst. I must have you, and I don't care what I have to do to find that and get to it and get it in me. That's how we need to be with God. I must have you, God. And God says, all right, I want to have you totally. And that means total control. See, God, we're being led to a point where he's going to be flowing through people who allow him to have total control. Spirit, soul, body, mind, thoughts, ways, everything, every area of their lives, total control. And when the Holy Spirit, the fullness of the Spirit and the fullness of the glory has total control of a human being, a totally surrendered vessel, total control, then that is a person who will perform miraculous signs and wonders, will walk with the glory at all times, the Spirit of God at all times. But for that, the demands of the glory, I must have you. And see, whatever he demands, and it's not like he's telling you need to do this, you need to do that. The presence, the further we are in him, the closer we are, the deeper we are, and we want to be in him, the more that we'll see demands popping up. Okay, right here, you're at a cross point. Either you remove that from your character, or it'll stop your advancing in the glory. That stops God from having you, having us, ministry, house, marriage, home. But with that, I don't mean you just let go. Okay, well, you can have me, God, and everything's falling apart and you don't do anything. That's negligence. But I'm talking about a state of being where he can have us. No matter what he asks of us, we will say, yes, Lord. Because greater is the value of being in him, that glory realm where everything is already done and possible. And we walk in unity and unison with the mighty God of heaven and earth. And that's the greater, higher, supreme way of living in his glory. We can't come to God and obtain all the benefits of knowing him, of his secrets, the revelation, the insight, everything, if we want to live our own way. He must have us. He must have you. He must have us in order for us to have him. There's a scripture in Psalms 25. We're reading Psalms 25:10, and I believe it's 25:14. That he shares his secret. The secret counsel of God is with those, that intimate friendship with God, intimacy with God, that closeness is given to us God shares that with us, his glory realm, his state of being, with those who fear the Lord. To fear the Lord is to obey him, follow him in every way. In other words, fulfilling the demands of his presence, of his world, his glory, his spirit. You want close friendship with God? We want that closeness. We want to be in that state of being in his glory. Then he must have you. He must have us. A total surrender unto God. Remember, God pours down his rain upon the just and the unjust. Because he's good. He's just good. So just because you receive blessings doesn't mean that you are right on with God. It doesn't mean we're right on with God. It just means he's good. But if we want more of him, more of his glory in us, then we must surrender. We must be willing to release and let go, stop or begin something that gets in the way from discovering the greater glory. God is preparing us, body of Christ, Christians, men and women, young and old. He's preparing us for the greater glory, but for that, in order for us to have him, he must have us. We can't live in sin and think we are going to enter the glory realm and flow in the glory realm. Some might be able to manifest the presence, but eventually God will call us to account. He will put us in a corner and say, hey, there's demands for the glory. You need to follow through. Let me have you. God wants to bless us. He doesn't want to take anything from us. He wants to give us all. But he must have us. We want all of God. And he's available already through Christ. But in order for us to be able to manifest all of God, or more and more from glory to glory, then he must have us. God must have you. Remember that. If you want to have God, and to have God means everything will be possible, everything will be provided for, all things are done, and you can live heaven on earth every single day. Remember, then he must have you. God bless us. This is Pastor Lupi, KingdomMinistries.tv, India, California, in the United States of America, and this program, In His Glory. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.